KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the Iowa High School Athletic Association's Board of Control approved some new recommendations from the Wrestling Advisory Committee. Five changes were unanimously approved. A couple of the changes have to do with dual team postseason competition. Schools may now choose to opt out of those events by the first competition date. The qualifying process will change as well for region team duels. The top two teams at sectionals in 1A and 2A previously qualified. Now just the 16 sectional champions will automatically qualify, with the next eight highest ranked teams by the Iowa Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association qualifying as well. Seeding for the traditional state tournament has been impacted as well. Criteria regarding common opponents will be reduced from 2 points to 1 point. All 16 wrestlers will be seeded in each state tournament bracket as well. Another change for regular season events will allow tournament hosts to determine the length of sub-varsity matches. Those changes will go into effect for the upcoming 2020-2021 season. University of Iowa President Bruce Harreld hopes athletic practices, including football, can resume on June 1st. Harreld made his comments to the Board of Regents following Big Ten Conference meetings that considered options for the upcoming football season.
We're prepared for a slight delay at the beginning of the season. We're prepared for anything else you can move on from there. Our plan of record in the Big Ten is we need about 6 to 8 weeks of good practice to keep our players safe.
As he mentioned, Harreld says 6 to 8 weeks of practice are needed to make sure of player safety for the football season.
We have a moratorium on all team-related activities until June 1. We're ever so hopeful that this virus will be behind us at that point. We'll be able to get back into what we normally do. We've missed spring practice. But right now, June 1 is the date. We're going to get back to practice, and here we go.
Well, no matter when it happens, we'll have Hawkeye football for you here on the radio this fall. NASCAR has set a date to green flag its cup season. The circuit says it will resume its season without fans present starting May 17th at the Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. The Premier Cup Series will then race three more times in a 10-day span, beginning with one more at Darlington before two outside Charlotte, North Carolina. NASCAR's revised schedule goes only through May and has a pair of Wednesday Cup races, fulfilling fans' longtime plea for midweek events. The first race is scheduled for Darlington, NASCAR's oldest super speedway, followed by a second race at the 70-year-old egg-shaped oval track 3 days later. Charlotte Motor Speedway will then host the Coca-Cola 600 on May 24th to mark 60 consecutive years. The longest race on the NASCAR schedule will be held on Memorial Day weekend. The track in Concord, outside NASCAR's home base of Charlotte, will then host a Wednesday race 3 days later. There will also be lower-tier Xfinity and Truck Series races at those two tracks. The North Carolina governor has said that the Charlotte races can be held as long as health conditions in the area do not deteriorate. This year's Little League World Series and the championship tournaments in six other Little League divisions have been canceled. Little League President Stephen Keener said it would be impossible to hold the events amid ongoing restrictions on large gatherings and travel. The Little League World Series has been held every August since 1947 and has never been canceled. The annual Major League game in Williamsport, which this year was to feature the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles on August 23rd, has also been canceled. The Dodgers will soon give fans an account credit for home games scheduled in March and April. The team hasn't announced any plans for fans who have tickets to games later in the season. Dodger Stadium is set to host the All-Star game in July. Officially, it's not been canceled, which the team noted in its information for fans. The New York Racing Association is seeking to resume live racing at Belmont Park without fans, and it wants to do the same thing this summer at Saratoga. NYRA says returning to racing would provide a small sense of normalcy for fans across the country who can watch on television and online. There has been no live racing in New York since March 15th, although training has continued at Belmont Park. NYRA says thoroughbred racing provides $3 billion in annual economic impact and over 19,000 jobs in the state. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says he's not sure which way center Luka Garza is leaning, but he has returned to Iowa City. Garza placed his name into the NBA draft, but left open the option of returning for his senior season.
He and his dad spoke to the NBA office to get the feedback. I mean, they spoke directly.
So you get feedback in writing, and then, you know, you can follow up with conversation, and they did. And I think that's a positive thing, because what you want is accurate information when you're making a decision of this magnitude.
McCaffrey says he is preparing for next season, expecting to have Garza on the team.
We all saw what he did, and we all know what he's capable of doing next year, which is kind of scary to think about. So right now I'm just trying to give him the space he needs to make the decision he needs to make. And we'll plan on him coming back. And if he doesn't, you know, we feel good about the rest of the roster to try to figure out how we can play without him, which is obviously going to be a huge hole when you take a guy out that's averaging 26 a game.
McCaffrey says Garza's evaluation was hampered by the cancellation of the draft combine.
The thing about Luka that makes him special is when you watch him play against other players. That's when he lines up against somebody and outplays the guy across from him. And he's going to benefit more from those opportunities than since he doesn't have them. That's unfortunate.
McCaffrey says they are not looking at adding any players for next season. The NCAA Board of Governors has recommended delaying a change to the transfer waiver process that would permit all athletes to switch schools once without sitting out a season. The NCAA announced the board's recommendation Thursday after several days of meetings, but added the Division I Council could still have a vote on making the waiver change in May and having it take effect immediately. Currently, NCAA rules require football, baseball, men's hockey, men's and women's basketball players to sit out a season after they transfer. Athletes in all other sports are allowed by rule a one-time exception so they can play right away after switching schools. A change to the waiver was recommended by a working group in February that could mirror the one-time exception and go into effect this year. That was before college sports were shut down and thrown into disarray by the pandemic. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have exercised their fifth-year option on Patrick Mahomes, ensuring that their star quarterback will be under contract for at least two more seasons. But general manager Brett Veach and coach Andy Reid are hoping to reach a long-term deal with the reigning Super Bowl MVP by the start of training camp. That contract could last 4 or 5 years and make Mahomes the first player in NFL history to make at least $40 million per season. Mahomes has completed almost 66% of his passes for 9,412 yards, 76 touchdowns, and just 18 interceptions since being taken with the 10th overall pick in the 2017 draft. If the Chiefs are unable to sign Mahomes to a long-term deal, he would be due a base salary of $25 million for the 2020-21 season. The Bengals have released quarterback Andy Dalton, clearing the way for reigning Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow to lead a team that remade itself in the draft. Dalton set several Bengals passing records in his 9 seasons and led the team to a club record 5 straight playoff berths without winning a postseason game. Coach Zach Taylor benched Dalton for 3 games last season, an indication his time in Cincinnati was finished. Burrow was taken first overall in the draft last week. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.